Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Thursday, August 27th, 2015. I'm here in rainy Clearwater, Florida today. We're having this series of storms in the morning, and I woke up this morning to thunder and lightning. And anyway, it was about how my morning has been going too. My computer that I usually use for the show is, I took it last night to, get a new hard drive that would speed up my computer 3 times faster. And, but something else broke when they opened my computer, and now I'm without my computer. So I have to use my laptop, and then I plugged in my laptop and I was running on battery power because, the technician who was here unplugged my power to my laptop. And it's just like, this is what my morning has been like, one thing after another. I'm sure you've had days like that, but the show must go on. And here I am, and I'm actually connected, and I have a guest. And so we're going to have a show. What we're going to talk about today is actually one of my most frequently asked questions, which is about appliances. People have questions about washing machines and refrigerators and stoves and things, about how to buy the ones that's least toxic. And we're going to talk a little bit today about what those problems are that people are asking about, and get some answers. And my guest is Andrea Fabry. She's a toxic-free blogger and owner of Just So Natural Products. And she actually has, she's a former journalist. She has 9 children, and they all live toxic-free. We'll ask her about her story there. And she's been on the show before a couple times, and with her journalistic background, she really knows a lot of stuff that I think that many people don't even think of. The first time I found her, because she, I was looking for information about immersion blenders, and she had written a blog post about toxic parts of immersion blenders. So here's Andrea. Hi, Andrea.
Well, I think my morning's gone a little better.
Good.
In Arizona, it's only 9 a.m., so a lot could happen for me in the next few hours. But nonetheless, I am so happy to be here, Deborah.
Thank you. Well, I'm so happy that you're here. It's nice to have somebody whose day isn't so chaotic as mine. But, you know, it's not usually that way. Usually I'm a very organized person. But it's when I start making changes that that's when everything gets chaotic. If I'm trying to change something, then things happen. And, you know, it's actually, this is a topic related to the topic of this show, which is we're asking people to make changes in their lives, which to be less toxic. But every time you make a change, you're like disrupting the order of your life.
It's so true. And of course, anytime we deal with computers, Deborah, let's face it. If something goes wrong in my computer, I have a very hard time.
I know. I actually have somebody who comes to my house now. Instead of taking my computer, and he comes to my house, he deals with it in my own home environment. He sees it in its context, and all of those things, and he's kind of like my personal computer tech now, because I'm trying to make a lot of changes in speeding up my computer and doing things more efficiently and things like that. So I'm going through an adventure.
Well, I certainly hear you on the issue of change, and when it comes to appliance shopping, you know, it is a more of a change of a way of thinking, which of course is what you described as well. Think differently about our appliances, because the way we have been taught to think is energy efficient.
Right.
What's the latest, the greatest? What's going to get me, you know, the furthest? What is the best purchase for my money, best investment, and so forth? And very rarely do we think about our health when it comes to appliance shopping, and I think that's what we're going to talk about today.
That is what we're going to talk about today. So which appliance would you like to start with?
Well, I'm a fan of washing machines.
Okay, let's start there.
Okay. And again, energy-efficient washing machines, and of course we all have one, and some of us don't have dryers because I have a friend who doesn't have a dryer. She just uses the sun. I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I wish I were that committed, because I do live in Arizona and I do use my clothesline a lot, but, you know, I'm not
Let me ask you a question about that.
Okay.
Because that is highly promoted by people in the energy efficient arena. And I have tried that in the past, because I used to live in California and I now live in Florida, where there's plenty of sunshine. But the reason I don't do it is because my clothes get so stiff.
Cliff. I know. I know.
So what's the solution to this?
Well, you know, my friend, because that's what I asked her. She said, A, we get used to it. Well, they don't have, I think when you don't have a choice, you live with a lot. And frankly, what I do is if things just feel a little too stiff after I've dried them is I put them in the dryer for like 5 minutes, you know, and I feel like, well, at least I've used it 5 minutes as opposed to 45.
Right.
I don't have like a, you know, I maybe your listeners will write in some suggestions because I'd love to hear them.
Yeah, I'd love to know that too. I mean, it's certainly more work, but you know, it's like you need to exercise anyway. So why not hang up your clothes?
Well, and you're outside, and you're outside in the sun, and you're less electrically, you know, related to these appliances. So I think it's all good, and it's just out of convenience and the fact that we have them. So.
Well, remember, I mean, I don't know what year the first electric dryer, gas dryer was made, but prior to all these industrial things, everybody hung up their clothes outside in the sun all the time.
I know.
And that's the way it was done. So.
Yep. Or inside on a rainy day, you know, you have these hang lines and so forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's changed a lot, and that's, you know, one more reason to go into appliance shopping with our eyes open and thinking in terms of our health. And that's what's, you know, it happened so fast in the last 60 years, didn't it? It's just one gadget after the other and the latest and greatest and, you know, without really much thought about the implications long term. So when it comes to washing machines, I think two ways. And I do with pretty much any appliance. I think any appliance that involves water, I think mold, because our story, as you alluded to, what we have a story, and that was a very high exposure to toxic mold in our home. That was just, the whole home was contaminated. But after that, of course, I think mold. Before, I didn't think mold. Right. And the other way to think is electrically, you know, what type of electromagnetic fields are coming from this. So when it comes to washing machines, I think in terms of that, and so let's talk about toxic mold. And the number one thing to know if you are shopping for a new washing machine is to choose a top loader. Front loaders, because of their design, they are more energy efficient. They do use less water. However, they are a breeding ground for mold. There have been many class action lawsuits in this regard. If you go to saferproducts.com, I can't remember, anyway, it's linked on an article I wrote, you just see one complaint after the other, one person's story after the other, and maybe someone listening has had this happen. I do notice black growing on the inside of my front loader. So if you're in the market for a new one, you know, it's worth the investment. Just that alone. If you have a front loader and you see black, you know, you have to decide, you have to weigh keeping it. And if you have some health issues, some respiratory, some allergy issues, I would consider getting a new one. But, you know, that's me. Otherwise, I would clean it as best you can and keep it clean. Keep the door open on the front loader between washes. Keep the room ventilated and so forth. But as far as electromagnetic fields, you know, that's an issue with any appliance. These are big appliances. They use a lot of energy, and anytime they're plugged in, even if they're not being used, they emit electrical fields. If they're being used, they emit magnetic fields. That's just a byproduct of electricity. So you, and they are starting to make appliances that are low EMF. I'm not as up on that. We haven't been in the market for a
new. I didn't even know that they were doing that, so that's good to hear.
It's coming, you know, slowly, slowly. But the key is to think where you are putting the appliance and where beds are in relation to, because these fields go right through a wall, and you just don't want to sleep next to any type of major appliance like a refrigerator or a washing machine.
On the other side of your wall. It's very close. It's the other side of the wall. Also, keep in mind that electromagnetic fields decrease exponentially. So for something to be 2 feet away is much farther away than 1 foot away. I hear the music for the break, so we need to just take a break for a minute, and then a couple minutes, I think it is. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Andrea Fabry. She's the Toxic Free blogger, owner of Just So Natural Products, and that's at justso.com. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Andrea Fabry. She is a toxic free blogger and owner of Just So Natural Products. And we're talking about appliances. We've been talking about choosing a washing machine. So, Andrea, do you know anything about, I get a lot of emails from people saying, I've got an odor in my washer.
Do you know what type? Like a chemical or a mold?
They're talking about rubber, like rubber parts having odors. And also, I wanted to ask you about buying a new washer versus buying a used washer, and especially issues about fragrance.
Well, I have strong feelings about this. If you're going to go to, if you are going to, you know, invest in a washing machine, I would go new, and I would go stainless steel. As much, you know, that in the basket.
Yeah.
I know it's more expensive, but this is such an integral part of your life daily, you know, for me at least.
Right.
I mean, some
right.
people several times a week, but that's still a lot. And you're dealing with water in your home, and any appliance that has anything to do with plumbing and water, you want the safest. And so, you know, to buy a used washing machine, you know, you haven't been able to control the level of chemicals that they've used. You know, I do make
That's my right.
own washing. I'm sure you do too, or use that. No chemicals.
I use soap nuts.
Oh, soap nuts are great.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have control over the amount of chemicals. That stuff stays in there, and people are letting you know that it does, that it's very, these are strong fragrance. The fragrance chemicals are just extremely strong, very difficult to eradicate. I mean, it's not impossible with enough ventilation to make it livable. But if you're going to go to that trouble, I say buy new. That's my opinion. And definitely stainless steel basket, as much stainless as you can get, because it doesn't harbor as much microbial growth, and it doesn't hang on to these scents either nearly as much as something plastic or rubber.
Right. And, you know, I didn't even know that there was such a thing as a stainless steel tub until I was, I bought a new washer dryer set, you know, one of those ones that have the washer on the bottom and the dryer on the top. Because I have a very small mudroom in my house, and it just fits right there. And I didn't even know at the time that I bought it that there was such a thing as a stainless steel tub. So I'm really glad that you mentioned that. And what happened for me was I bought a quote-unquote new one. It was a return. You know how they refurbish them?
Right.
And so then the price is less. And so I thought, well, this is just a return. And when it was delivered to me, even though I didn't notice this in the store, when it was delivered to me, it had such a strong fragrance. It was horrible. It was really horrible. I mean, obviously somebody had used one of those brand name detergents that have a familiar smell.
Yes. And, what did you do?
Well, it took me about a month of trying all these different things, and I really tried everything. And what I finally had to do was, there's something in that you can buy at the supermarket called washing machine cleaner. It's not toxic free. It's got a lot of chlorine in it. It's like a super strength chlorine bleach. And if you run it through a cycle with that washing machine cleaner, it just totally removes all the fragrance.
Wow.
And so that was something that I had to do once and use a toxic product, but then it was done with.
Right.
And I tried every non-toxic thing I could think of, baking soda, vinegar, you know, and it was, I was trying to, and then it was getting into my dryer. Because I was washing things.
Yes.
I was trying to get it out of the washing machine. I had to wash an old towel and blah, blah, blah. So I'll just tell you, if you have scent in an appliance, in a washing machine, this is the thing to use. And it's, you know, you just want to use it and stay out of the room. But
And be done with it.
But then you're done with it.
You know what I use in my washing machine, because I have a basket cleaning cycle that's an hour long on hot, mm-hmm. and I use 33% hydrogen peroxide. Have you ever tried that?
I haven't.
But it's dangerous. Like, it'll burn you. It's very concentrated hydrogen peroxide.
It doesn't have dangerous fumes to breathe, but it is caustic.
Yes, very caustic.
And so it will burn your skin.
But that's the only thing I use at full strength for. I dilute it for other uses. You can dilute it obviously down to 3% and you've got a pure product and it can go a long way. But I do use it at 33%. I'm very careful when I pour it in. But that's another option for your listeners too.
Yeah. I used 55% hydrogen peroxide in my pool.
Oh,
when
do
I had
you?
A pool.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we would buy it in 55-gallon drums. But you have to wear all this protection equipment to add it to your pool.
Oh, I know. It's strong stuff.
But you know what was great about it is that it bubbled in the water. And so it was like when I was in the pool, the water was like champagne against my skin. It had all these little hydrogen bubbles.
Yes.
I loved it. Oxygen bubbles, I should say. Anyway, okay, so
one more thing on the washing machine, because it is a big appliance. Maybe we can go to refrigerators after that. But I always keep my washing machine pulled away from the wall, and regularly, I'm not obsessive compulsive about this, though I could easily be, I peek over there just to make sure there are no leaks. You know, that sometimes that happens with our appliances. Is they're pushed up close, we just assume everything's working fine, and then all of a sudden we've got this major problem back there. So that's just a little tip.
Good. That's a really good tip. Let's see, I'm trying to, we've got just another minute till the break, so I'm trying to think if I have anything else to say about washers.
Well, I probably do.
Okay, go on. We'll talk about refrigerators after the break.
And, you know, I love the idea of soap nuts, but honestly, the product you use with your washing machine does make a difference. And I get a lot of questions about the homemade. It's a combination of baking soda, Castile soap, and washing soda. Pretty much you'll find that everywhere on the Internet, very simple little formula. And if it's good for high-efficiency machines, and absolutely it is, and because with HE machines you don't want too many bubbles, you know, that's the idea. Less is more when it comes to any kind of soap. So I just, you know, if you do buy an HE appliance, a washing machine, go ahead and use these chemical-free options because they are very conducive for that.
That's a good tip. I don't have an HE washer, so I don't pay attention so much to the exact mechanisms of that. But I think that that's really good for people to know because a lot of people do have them now. Well, we're going to take another break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Andrea Fabry. She's a toxic free blogger and owner of Just So Natural Products, which is at justso.com. And when we come back, we're going to talk about refrigerators. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Andrea Fabry. She's a toxic free blogger and owner of Just So Natural Products, and we're talking about choosing toxic free appliances. So, refrigerators.
Refrigerators. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, Deborah, I think in terms of mold, if there's water involved in any way, shape, or form, and I think electrically, magnetically, if you will, which isn't really a word. But, you know, the terms of what kind of electromagnetic fields are coming from this and where I locate the appliance. So, in terms of mold, this is what we have done. We inherited a refrigerator when we bought this home last year, so I had no choice on this. It came with a water, you know, you can access water. We disable that immediately. When we were shopping for a refrigerator a couple of years ago before we moved, we got the simplest thing possible. I don't want any type of water complication
in any
appliance if I don't need it.
Well, another thing about water is that when they put those doors into the door for the water, those little areas, it's so that you can get water out of the refrigerator, chilled water, I'm assuming, out of the refrigerator without opening the refrigerator door. But where is that water coming from?
Yeah.
And I want to drink that water in it. It's not filtered.
Right.
I want to drink my filtered water. And, if I have to open the refrigerator to get some chilled water out of a refrigerator, I'm going to do that because I want to drink good water. I don't drink tap water. I drink filtered water.
Right.
So to have an automatic ice maker, any of those things that have that plumbing coming through the refrigerator, just, I would say, stay away from them.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where you save money.
Yeah.
You know? You don't need all those gadgets. You don't. I have stainless steel ice trays. I pour filtered water in there, and that's how we get ice when we need ice.
Yep, me too.
And we get our filtered water when we need our filtered water, buy a water filter. And I know that, it's just, as we said at the beginning, it's just a different way of thinking.
Right.
And the good news is, if you've already been in that habit and you have these gadgets, I think we couldn't, if you're handy, you can disengage these. I think we had a plumber over once and said, hey, can you just disable this whole thing? And I just feel better. Now, the other issue are cooling trays and that sort of thing for self-defrosting mechanisms. And, again, I don't mind a little frost accumulation. I'm just simple. Just give me simple, simple, simple with any appliance. That's how I think. But you just really want to watch your trays and your drainage and all of that. So yet again, with an appliance like a refrigerator, pull it back frequently. It can't always, the way they're designed, you can't really pull it out and see. But just make it so that you can see behind there. That's just a regular, you want to keep your coils dust-free. That makes it more energy efficient, and dust, that's not good for us to breathe. So there's just certain maintenance. And one more reason why simpler is always better with this. And
so I'm thinking of those little pads that they advertise on TV where you put them under heavy things like furniture and refrigerators. You could get some of those little pads and it would be easier to slide your refrigerator in and out. And they're not made of toxic materials. I even have some. I also want to mention the interior of the refrigerator, that's often a big deal because there's so much plastic inside of the refrigerator. You open the refrigerator and the plastic fumes just hit you in the face. And I don't know of a plastic-free refrigerator. I think that there are some that have stainless steel inside. I'm trying to remember. I haven't looked at this in a while. I think there are some that are stainless steel inside. They're pretty expensive.
Right.
I'll say that the refrigerator I currently have is 10 years old, and I bought it new. And it wasn't so bad as some, but after a while, it outgasses. And I would be willing to buy a used refrigerator because it will have outgassed some of that plastic smell. The one I have is, it's called a Trio. It's got the freezer down below, and then it's got two doors on the top that open from the middle like French doors.
That's what we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love that design. I had a side-by-side before, and I didn't like it at all. And I just love this design, and you can have the shelves be all the way across the whole width of the refrigerator, and that's what I wanted. So,
that's what we have. And, I agree on the plastic. This is why less is more,
Right.
All the different things we've got in there in compartments, I'm just happy with some shelves. Mine are glass shelves.
Mine are glass shelves, too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a little awkward to clean or take it out. But, again, simpler, simpler, simpler.
I also want to say that a lot of these products, these household products like appliances, use PVC, polyvinyl chloride, which is one of the most toxic plastics. And they could very easily replace the PVC with a less toxic plastic. And I wish that people would do more of that replacement. And that I'm starting to see those replacements, like in the medical industry, instead of using PVC bags to hold the blood, they're now using.
Right.
And so we just need to, get the appliances to start using these less toxic plastics too.
It's coming, obviously.
I think it is.
You've been in this for so long, Deborah, and the fact that you see hope is, really good.
I see hope. Mm-hmm. I see hope.
And, yet again, the placement of any bedrooms around the refrigerator, that's another huge magnetic. Well, and you've got the magnetic fields going 24/7. So just don't back up. Just don't sleep right next to it through a wall. That's all.
My refrigerator is completely on the opposite side of the house from my bedroom.
Good. Right. Yeah. Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very good. Okay. So we're coming up on break again, but we still have a couple minutes. What you want to talk us about stoves?
I was thinking stoves. Now, you know, where do you come down on the issue of gas or electric?
Let's start talking about that, and then we'll continue after the break. I think it's six of one and half a dozen of the other. Mm-hmm. And here are my pros and cons for each. First, I'll say I use gas. And for when I first became chemically sensitive all those many years ago, I said, no gas, no gas, no gas, because that's a rule for people that are chemically sensitive. But the thing is that what you don't want to be breathing is what are called combustion byproducts. And there's a lot of toxic chemicals in those combustion byproducts. And so if your gas stove is well adjusted, if it's vented properly, if you're not just letting these like go all over the house, but instead you have an overhead fan that are just whisking them out of the house immediately, if you manage it right, I think it's okay to have gas. And I say that because the downside of electricity is electromagnetic fields. And we'll pick this up when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Andrea Fabry. And she is the owner of Just So Natural Products, natural products that she makes for around the house. Very simple, like she says. JustSo.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Andrea Fabry. She's a toxic free blogger, and her blog is at it-takes-time.com. And Andrea, tell us why your blog is called It Takes Time.
Well, you know, this is a journey, and, you know, it can be overwhelming, just what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, what do I need to do now? I need to change this. Do I have to change this, too?
Yeah.
And I learned that, you know, once I let go of doing it all tomorrow and just let it be a journey, I really enjoy it, and I have such a passion to help, especially young moms who are trying to sort through all of this. Deborah, it is so hard. So my heart really is to just, you know, every small step makes a difference because, you know, our mental well-being is huge too. And if we're constantly stressed about every toxic thing around us, you know, that's free radical producing right there, you know.
I'm laughing so hard because I totally agree with you.
Yes.
I totally agree with you that you know, that toxics affect your health, but they're not the only thing that affects your health. And if you're upset and stressed about this, that's causing harm to your body as well and to your mental state and everything else.
Yeah.
So it's just, I understand what you're saying. I try to provide as much information as I can so that people can know what the toxics are. Yeah, but it's even more important to me to tell people what they can do instead. So,
right, and just, you know, again, but see, I love the information now. I'm not afraid of it.
Me too.
You know.
So it empowers me.
Yes, exactly.
It
and that's where your heart is and certainly comes across in everything you do. So,
you
know, and I always hope that's, you know, that's at the heart of what I do. Is like, well, at least you know, and don't worry about doing something now. You know, if somebody today thinks about pulling their washing machine out and peeking behind it, you know, that's great. Huge step. Good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We were talking about stoves. Okay, so I was saying that
gas.
The reason that I choose gas over electric is, number one, electromagnetic fields. And if you're standing there cooking in front of them, you're going to be getting electromagnetic fields. And number two is I'm a cook. I even have a food blog as part of all the things I have on my website. And I've been cooking since I was 6 years old. So this is a lot of years of cooking. And gas just cooks better.
Yeah, you need gas for gas.
Where I said, I'm a cook. I need gas.
Mm-hmm.
And how am I going to make gas safe in my home?
Right. I'm very active in the field of building biology, and I know you're very familiar with building biology, and that's the key with gas is ventilation. So, you know, and that's another key word when you're trying to have a safe home is just is airflow, air exchange, open windows, you know, keep air moving. Stagnant air is never good. So that is really the key in making sure that your ventilation systems with your gas stove are operating.
Yes. And also there's the thing about the self-cleaning ovens.
Yes.
I don't think I even have a self-cleaning oven. I think that I managed to find one that didn't have that. But at any rate, even if it had one, I would never use it.
No.
And it's chemicals that when you turn it on at high heat, it releases chemicals and you've said this a couple times, but I just want to say it again that simple. Just find the simplest appliance that you can. And I had a situation a couple of weeks ago where my TV stopped working. I just tried to turn it on and it wouldn't go on. And so I thought, all right, I have to buy a new TV. And this was just right after I had done this blog post on my blog about television. Somebody had asked in my Q&A about televisions and why they smell so bad and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh no, I have to go buy a new TV. But the thing was that I went down to Costco, in fact, because I'm a Costco member. They have so much organic food, and it really I save money buying organic food there. And I looked at their TVs, and they're all smart TVs now. And I said, no, I don't want a smart TV. I don't want built-in Wi-Fi. I don't want.
Right.
And there was only one TV that was just a simple TV. One.
Yeah.
And the salesman said that they're pretty soon there's not going to be any.
I know it. That's really, you know, and this is huge. I'm so glad you brought that up because I did just publish an article on the washing machine issue we were talking about. And to absolutely at all costs, if possible, avoid a smart appliance. This is the direction we're going, but the cost to our health, we do not even know yet because then we become wireless radiation dependent. And you talk about the lack of privacy that can occur, and even in the fine print in these manufacturers, it says we're going to use this information for this and that and this. But, you know, we have gone wired. All of our computers are wired in our home, and that's
me too.
A long journey. It was very hard, very overwhelming, but at all costs, you know, I would, and disconnect the smart component. If you already have that, I would encourage all of your listeners to shut off the wireless at night at the very, very least. You know, turn everything off at night. You don't need to be on your devices anyway at night. And then, you know, begin to think differently about this, the latest, the greatest gadget. And the smart appliances to me are just alarming.
They're just alarming. And so you have something like a watch that you wear that is supposed to, you know, it just carry all that information. But it's also, it's just electromagnetic fields just going right in your body all the time, every time and every second you're wearing that watch. It's like putting a cell phone in your pocket.
Yes.
You know, and these things are dangerous.
Well, you know, I did invest in a meter that measures the radio frequencies and the magnetic fields, and it took me a long time to even learn how to use this. It was $140, very affordable.
Yeah.
It is the best thing I have ever invested in because I can see for myself what my appliances are doing. I can see where I'm sleeping, and this becomes visible. The problem with smart technology is it's almost implied that we're not smart, you know, and that because
I like that. Yeah.
Electrical fields are very difficult to understand, the electromagnetic, there's so many variants here, and it seems smarter than us, and I just, you know, no, that's not true. We can learn, and the meter is what brought it to life for me. And I have to tell you, when it came to my microwave oven, I don't use that. I just know enough to know there's something really off about that. I'd rather, you know, cook things slowly and just, you know, intuitively.
Right.
I never seen quite. But when I held the meter up to the microwave oven, I was done. And, you know, we had a more modern version of a microwave connected to an oven. So we can't, I wanted to unplug the microwave we can't and use our oven. So guess what we do, Deborah? You're not even going to believe. Outside, we turn off the switch to that, the on the electrical panel. What is that called?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yes. But that's when we go outside. And we keep it off, and if we need to cook in the oven, the kids go outside, turn it on.
I love it, Andrea.
But when I saw it on the meter, that microwave is emitting, it's pulsing, it is so high, it's in the red. And that was enough. I don't want that on in my kitchen and be cooking. I want to be cooking safely. I don't want to be bombarding my body. And it's an easy thing. Everybody's gotten used to it. Somebody, hey, I forgot to turn off the oven. Can you go outside?
Well, it's when you make that decision that you're going to live this way, that you're going to become aware of where the health dangers are, whether they're toxic chemicals or electromagnetic fields, then you just say, that's my decision. And how am I going to make this work?
Right.
And so it's more important for me to live healthy. Like, I was just 60 this year in June, and people are shocked because I don't look 60 at all. And I say, well, how old do you think I look? Oh, 40, and I don't feel 60. I just am getting healthier as I get older. And I think a lot of it has to do with my chemical-free life and my low EMF life and all these things that that are causing illnesses for people at my age, that I'm not being exposed to those things that are causing illnesses.
Right. Well, I just turned 58, and when I started my journey, I was way behind you. I was 50. And I lived one way for 50 years, raised in the appliance world, the gadget, every latest, greatest world. And it was such a change for me and very, very overwhelming. And I feel so much better at 50.
I know. Me too. And I just look at these things and I go, wait. We don't need all this technology. We don't need all these gadgets. We can think for ourselves. We can, I don't mind if I have a cord on my computer.
No.
I want to be well and healthy and alive. And, when I look around and I see people who are dying at young ages, and, the research that I've done, every single illness or symptom can be associated now with exposure to toxics or EMFs. And I just see the connection and want everyone else to see it too. Anyway, we've only got about 30 seconds left. So anything else you'd like to say quickly?
Well, just, reviewing, I guess, that it's a mindset and it's an empowering one. And when it comes to appliances, you are the consumer. And take your time. If you're in the market for something, don't hesitate to really, really take your time and go with your gut instinct. Less is more. And don't be pulled into, some of those, kind of advertising,
things that
lure us in.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Andrea. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. Be well.